last couple of minutes together, you've referenced your children, and I absolutely respect you're fiercely protective of them. Will they move into number 10 with you?
We're not getting ahead of ourselves. You know, we've got...
Why do we not see... I've had the privilege of meeting your wife. I have to say, I think probably prefer her in the couple as it is. Why do we not see more...
You prefer her to me, frankly.
Yes, absolutely, I do. Yes, well, I've said quite plainly, I do. Yeah, I prefer her. I'd much rather sit next to her at one of those charity dinners.
Yeah, you're probably not alone.
Why don't we see more of her?
Well, Vic does quite a bit with me, but during this campaign... two things. One, she's working at the NHS in a hospital.
Indeed.
Two, Nick, and I don't make a lot of this
because I do, is
our boy's been doing his GCSEs.
Yes, I heard.
And therefore, we took the decision that whilst I was sort of out and about on the road, we wanted to create the environment where he could study calmly in ordinary circumstances.
David Cameron
and get
in
him
his
to do it. And he finished his exams on Friday.
Good.
So
we wish him well. Wish the young man well. David Cameron said his wife Samantha was his fiercest critic after the TV debates. Is Victoria equally plain speaking? What advice has she given you?
She is very plain speaking and very down to earth.
What advice?
But she's very supportive.
You?
I was look after the first debate. I was slightly frustrated because I didn't think the 45 seconds to answer a question really worked for me. Now I know why they, you know, why the programme set it up in that way, and so I was pretty sort of frustrated. I'm not good company when I'm in that place, and Vic sort of cheered me up on that one. On the second one, I thought it went a bit better, so I was happy with that.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, she's very plain, and she's my sort of... She's the person who gives me the straight advice